I believe we're streaming now. This is the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee, Sunday, January 21st, 2007. Actually convening slightly after 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm going to... It's 8:22, so we...
Melinda Eiley-Jones.
Welcome. Welcome. Good. We've just gone on stream. I've announced to listeners on the stream that this is the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee. I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Mary Berg, that's me. I'm present. Carolyn Burton, not yet, right? Jane Gatewood?
Yes.
Terry Goodman?
Here.
Patty Heffley?
Here.
Melinda Eiley-Doan?
Here.
Richard Phelps?
Here.
Serene Roberts? Serene Roberts. Deb Shafto? Zarina Shakir? I'm not sure whether she's her status, but in any case, she's not here. All right, Harrison Weil? Don't hear him. Ted Weisgell?
Here.
Don White?
Here.
LaVarn Williams?
Present.
And Carol Wolf?
Here.
Okay. So, is there anyone on this call whose name I did not call? Okay, these are the people present at this time.
Very good. And we note that we do have quorum. Let's go to approval of the agenda. Our chair, who's going to be joining the call later, she's slightly delayed, has put out a proposed agenda for approval. I don't know. Is there anyone who does not have the agenda in front of them?
And that's the revised agenda, right?
That's the revised agenda. Yeah, the subject line was revised agenda for EC meeting tonight.
I have a question. Is Les Radke online?
No, he is not. And when I got a call from Carolyn Bird, she was uncertain as to whether or not he would be joining us. The agenda calls for 60-minute report from Lester Radke, National Election Supervisor. So I think we could, I think we should continue to assume that he'll be joining us as we approve this agenda. But if he's not here, that item will just have to be,
right.
You know.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
I propose we table the minutes as the 12:17 minutes are not ready.
Okay. Before we do that, let's look at the approval of the agenda. Is there any objection to accepting the chair's proposed agenda, the revised agenda she issued?
I want to add something.
Okay, excuse me. Oh, Mary, excuse me. I see you were trying to strike
the agenda.
Yes, all right. Go ahead.
Okay, so I want to amend the agenda by striking approval of minutes. And then I have another change, too. I would also put the report from Les Radke to whenever he shows up from the call rather than in the... So it would not be... The next item it will be whenever we can do it.
Okay, maybe we could get
if he's not here. So I'm
good. Maybe we could just get very quick unanimous consent on those alterations. Is there any objection to striking approval of minutes? Hearing none, then we'll strike the approval of minutes. Is there any objection?
Point of information.
The actual language is postponed until the next meeting. Right?
Mr. Chair?
Should make that motion. Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead. We'll go back to Mary. She wants to change her motion, I think. And you go ahead first, though, Ted.
Okay, thank you. I have a question, but it is my understanding that all work of committees, unless they have been given carte blanche to go forward, is just a recommendation to the board, to the national board.
That is true.
And if we do, am I not correct that if we do not approve the work that we have previously done, i.e., the minutes, then everything that we have done up until this point is essentially not going to be presented to the National Board at their meeting here in Houston.
May I speak
this
to that,
coming
Mr.
weekend?
Chair, may I speak to that?
Mary.
That's not been the pattern and practice of the National Board. They haven't approved minutes. We just now approved minutes that went back to April, but we've acted on the things that were approved. You don't need the minutes approved in order to proceed with the actions. So whatever we recommended goes to the board, that this is the things we have recommended. If we pass something tonight, for example, about changing the bylaws, there won't be any minutes approved by next week. But that's what we'll recommend. Those two things are not hinged together, I'm quite sure. I don't think we should take the time now to look into Roberts, but I know the National Board doesn't do that.
This is Don White. I tend to agree with Mary that Carolyn Burden, in her report that she's putting together, is making an assumption that those items that this committee has approved, even though the minutes of the meetings have not been approved, will go into her report.
Right.
So, well, I think we should move ahead with the assumption that our actions will be reflected to the National Board by the chair. I recognize that Mary, she wants to change. You originally moved to strike, but you want to change the wording.
Well,
go ahead.
I did actually say strike, but it doesn't matter. Let's do it correctly.
Well, that's what I heard.
I'm amending to postpone the approval of the December minutes until the next meeting, and I'm also proposing amending the order of the agenda to put the National Election Supervisor report whenever he comes. And that if he doesn't come, that of course we'll adjourn without it. But I don't want to have to spend time.
Okay, I'm going to ask members of the committee if we can just do this without objection,
right.
Postponing the minutes. Any objection to that?
Yes.
Hearing none.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
An objection.
Okay, Ted, go ahead.
Well, my objection is that this committee is going to be reformed with different people. I will cease to be a member of it after tonight's meeting, and I am wondering how people who are not a part of this committee are going to be in any way included in validating the accuracy of the minutes.
Mm-hmm. Well, may I just inquire, this may be a point that is unresolvable. Mary, those minutes at this time do not exist. Is that right?
They don't exist in a form that I can distribute to anyone.
Right. So I believe that in as much as those minutes do not exist, it may be a problem as Ted outlines, but I don't see any resolution other than to postpone approval because there are no minutes existing at this time to approve. Now, Ted, what is your resolution to your dilemma here?
That every member of this committee who ceases to be a member of it be sent a copy and be given the ability to communicate with the committee to identify anything that they consider to be inaccurate prior to the next meeting.
I think that's fine.
That's very reasonable.
Yeah.
And is there any member of the committee that would oppose that? All right, hearing no objections, let's enter into the minutes of this meeting that agreement that members leaving the committee will be furnished those minutes and given an opportunity to return. Very well. Now, is there any objection to Mary's proposal that Lester Radke make his report if and when he appears, even if it's in the middle of the meeting or near the end of the meeting? Any objection to that proposal?
Carol Wolf, just a question.
Yes.
Has someone tried to call Lester to see if he can be on the call?
Well, I know that...
I have not.
Carolyn Bird has, but I don't think anyone has in the last, say, 30 minutes or an hour. Does someone have Lester's number?
I have it. Point of order. I mean, point of information.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Okay. This is Melinda from KPFT in Houston. I've been trying to reach him since last Wednesday and have been unable to do so. I had been told that he was ill. I've been speaking with a couple of other people who know him and have been trying to reach him and have been able to reach him as well. All I can tell you is I've been unable to reach him, and my understanding is Carolyn has been as well.
That is true. It's been very, very difficult to reach him.
So I don't suspect he's going to be on. I don't think he's going to be on the call.
Well, I'm going to speak, Mr. Chair. All I'm suggesting is that we don't put the item next. If he doesn't show up, then of course it doesn't happen. But it will happen.
Well, we've agreed to that. That's
oh, okay.
Been,
well,
that's,
then we
that's already been decided.
If he doesn't show up, we simply don't.
Well, no, that was not the question. The question was: has anyone been in phone contact with him lately to encourage him to join us? And apparently, people have been trying to reach him, but that has not happened.
Right.
Therefore, we have handled the two recommendations around this agenda. Is there any further alterations, refinement, additions, deletions to the minutes? To the agenda.
This is Jane Gatewood. I have a question.
Yes.
Unfinished business, the way I'm reading this, there is nothing under unfinished business.
That's true.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Prior to us going on stream and prior to the roll, I put forth a motion, and I would like that to be added to the agenda. And I would like the secretary to read that so everybody knows what that motion that we're adding to the agenda is.
No, excuse me. What we'll do now, Ted, is it's simply put it on the agenda. Do you have a proposal as to where on the agenda that item would go?
New business.
First, I think it can be dealt with very quickly, and I would like to see it resolved.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you
just a one sentence. What's it about?
It's establishing the time when the deadline for turning in applications to run for the local station board at midnight on the night of the at the local station, whatever time zone they're in.
Okay, is there any objection from any member of the committee to put this motion, which I agree can be handled, I think, very quickly, as the first order of business under new business? All right, hearing no objections, that will be placed on the agenda at that point. Are there any other comments on the agenda?
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
This is Richard.
Yes.
No, I've looked at these various motions that we have on the agenda tonight, and they're all important. The problem with them is, and I'm just going to try to make this by analogy, they're trying to repair the train when a lot of people in this organization don't want the train to run.
Well, excuse me. This is slightly out of order.
Yeah, that's
Chair, I have a proposed amendment.
Okay, one moment. With all due respect, Richard... with all due respect, Richard, what we're trying to do is just set up the agenda but not argue the points of it at this point. So do you have a concrete alteration of the agenda as opposed to arguing the merits?
I wanted to add another topic for discussion, which was the general state of, you know, the election process in our organization.
Chair, my motion is related to that.
Okay, and we're going to go to that motion in just a split second, but I do, out of respect to Richard. Richard, you would like to place another agenda item, I think under new business, maybe before the proposed motions, in which would you give the wording of your agenda item a discussion? Go ahead.
A discussion of the general state of our elections. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. A discussion of the general state of our elections.
Is that correct?
Richard, is that correct? Hello? Richard?
I'm sorry, I just got another call from those on the other line.
Okay.
I didn't realize I was in a meeting. I just think that you know.
I'm just trying to ask if what I wrote is correct, and I wrote that you wanted to add under new business a discussion of the general state of our elections. Is that correct?
No, it's more the politics of the election, the politics of democracy in our organization.
The politics of democracy in our organization.
Slash election, because, you know.
Okay, let's see. The policy of democracy in our organization. What was the word about?
Slash election.
Right.
A slash election.
The physical manifestation of it is how things get dealt with during the elections.
Yeah. Okay, so the proposal from Richard is that agenda item 2 under new business would be a discussion. This may not be the exact wording, but I'm getting the spirit of it. A discussion of the general state of democracy in our network and the election process.
By the elections, right.
Right.
And I will try. I'm sorry, I've been down at my office all day working, and I'm going to be. Well, I'll try to write up a motion to deal with that after we have some discussion.
Okay, well, we have another motion, too, but I just want to get this agenda item confirmed. Now, to the general membership, is there any objection to this proposed addition to the agenda that Richard has just made?
I'm only going to ask that you consider perhaps placing it at, in a different spot.
Okay. Excuse me. Yeah.
Could I tell you what I have in mind?
Yes. Please do.
This item 3 motion election timeline. I noticed that under that it mentions that a work group be established to recommend the best method for accomplishing this change in the bylaws, and this is so much related to those bigger topics that I certainly would like to see them side by side. And I'm not really sure. It might be a little bit easier to have a somewhat quick discussion of this item 3, somewhat quicker than that. So I was going to suggest that we move this item 3 up to immediately follow the motion that Ted inserted, the item that Ted inserted, and perhaps move right into the more general topic that.
Point of information.
Yeah.
All right. There's a point of information from Ted, I think.
No, it's Richard.
Is it? Richard. Excuse me, Richard. Go ahead.
That one also. No, I just want if somebody can clarify to me about motion 3, because I look at those dates and I know from my review that they're. As it stands now, there is no election in 2008. So is this talking about...
No, but excuse me. I'm going to rule this out of order. We're not going to discuss the merits of any agenda item.
Not merits. It's information. I want to know... That's a very specific question. It only needs a yes or no answer, Don.
They're talking about accomplishing this change in the bylaws.
No, you, nobody's listening. Please, let
me
state it again.
Richard, it is. That I was going to ask the same question. And
then
why can't I
get an answer instead of further discussion?
I'm sorry, under item 2, it says a work group be established. They're talking about a change in the bylaws.
No, that's not what they're...
Excuse me.
My question is very precise.
Okay.
As the bylaws stand right now, there is not an election for 2008. There's one in 2007. I noticed because I'm up for the election. These dates are all about changing the dates for election in 2008. And what I'm asking is, this mean that somebody's planning on postponing the 2007 election until the early part of 2008?
All right, so that we can...
Yes or no on that?
Excuse me. I'm going to ask everyone to be quiet for a moment. Now, I'm going to respect Richard's question. It's a legitimate question.
Yeah.
Although, okay. But is there someone, so that we can establish an agenda for this meeting and not discuss agenda items, just in this case, is there someone who can answer Richard's question?
And who wrote the motion?
Carolyn Bird, who's not on the call.
Carolyn wrote it, okay.
Her name is Burden, actually.
Oh, excuse me, yes, I'm sorry, Burden. I apologize, Mary. I apologize, Mary.
Point of information, Mr. Chair, all of this stuff comes under new business in the revised agenda, and earlier we said there was no...
We all know that, Mary. I don't think there's any question. We know that.
We said there wasn't...
Okay.
Okay. To make sure we're all looking at the same thing.
Yeah, we're working on new business. There's no question about that.
Okay.
But here's the issue. Richard has proposed a discussion of the general state of democracy and the elections, and the question I'm having here is there any objection to making that agenda item, I think it was 3, was the proposal that it come after the database integrity motion, or at what point was the subsequent proposal putting the order?
For the election time?
Was it Melinda? Wait, excuse me, Mary, one moment. Was it Jane? Jane, what order were you proposing?
I was asking, number one, the addition from Ted Weiskel about the deadline.
That's true. I think we have that.
Number two is what's currently item 3, motions, elections, timeline.
Ah, very good.
Clarity on that. Number 3 would be Richard's new item. And then the current 1 and 2 would then get dropped down to 4 and 5.
Oh, my goodness.
Excellent. Okay. Now, is there clarity on that proposal for the agenda? And is there any objection to that proposal for placing the order in that, placing it in that order?
Yeah.
All right, Mary, do you have a comment?
I do have a. The database integrity is right now the first thing, and that has been pending for a while, and I don't know if it's proper or not to move that since it's.
Okay, there appears to be...
And this has been held over, so, I mean, it's new business, but it's been something
Okay, as I understand it then, Mary, you object to James...
I would object to displacing that. I think it should come first, because I think we can deal with that, and I'm not sure...
Chair, I wouldn't object. I will withdraw my... I will amend my own recommendation then to leave that one ahead of elections and the new item added by Richard.
Do you want this?
Okay, that's right. Wait, Mary, please, Mary, please. It's so hard to chair when there's constant interruption here. Okay, so as I understand it, if you take your proposal off the floor, then we would go to Ted's as number 1. Then we would go to database integrity as 2.
Point of order.
And then we would go to elections timeline. Okay, a point of order.
It would come last in the normal course of things unless we chose otherwise. It would come after all these other things. So
whose would?
Ted's would come last unless we want to change that. But
well, we have changed it.
No.
I believe.
By whom?
By this group.
Unanimous consent.
It was unanimous consent. So we've already dealt with that because I said, was there any objection to dealing with Ted's motion because we think it can be handled so quickly? And then people said nothing. So I ruled that without objection, then Ted's motion would come first. That's the 12 o'clock. Okay, I think it's because so many people are just speaking out and it's confusing things. I now understand why David Adelson has some difficulty at times sharing because it's hard to. So now let's see if we can just get agreement on the agenda. I don't want to spend any more time on it if we don't have to. So Ted's motion on the midnight motion would come first. Then we would go, as I understand it, we would go to database and to elections timeline, then we would have Richard's discussion of the general state of democracy and elections. Is that acceptable to everyone?
And finally, definition of staff?
Yes, that's right.
Mr. Chair.
All right, go ahead, Mary.
I would like that to come third. These are things that are tangible and can be realized and have been on the table in one form or another, and I would hate to see us adjourn without getting there.
Okay,
the rest
then make
of
your...
it is very generalized. So then.
Okay, Mary, I'm going to ask you to make her concrete proposal on the. Listen, Mary, listen to what I'm saying. Make your concrete proposal on the order you want the agenda to go.
We've already apparently said that Ted's midnight item is number one. We've already said that database is number two, and the definition of staff should be number three.
Should be what?
Number three.
Should be three.
Item.
And that moves database from two.
No, it doesn't. We've already agreed to put database item number two.
That's right.
I am proposing to put staff definition number three before
okay.
the other things.
And then election timeline would be four in your proposal?
Well, I would have thought so, but I think people want to have the general discussion. I'm not proposing
Mary,
that.
Listen,
I
know, that's why...
My proposal only addresses one item. I am not addressing the rest of it. Other people have strong feelings. They want to have a general discussion before we get into the timeline, whatever. I'm just talking about
Chair, this is Jane Gatewood.
One item.
I'm sorry, I missed that comment. What did you say?
This is Jane Gatewood. I'd like to withdraw my motion and make a substitute. I would like to move that we place, that we leave everything else on the agenda as it is and add Richard's new additional item at the end of the items that were sent out to us.
Okay.
So leave it the insertion of item number one as already approved. Everything else gets bumped down one number, and the new item from Richard Phelps to be placed at the end of this agenda.
All right, does everyone understand that new proposal from Jane, and is there any objection to that? All right. Then, may I ask, I would entertain a, welcome, Jack. I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda in that order.
So moved.
Who moved that?
And
please?
Is there any...
Terry.
Is there any objection? I'm hearing no objection, then we've approved the agenda in that order. We're actually going to go now to... who has joined the call since the roll was taken? I think... Is it...
Jack.
Who? Okay. Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
And anyone else? Okay, welcome, Jack. Okay, inasmuch, if you're looking at the agenda, inasmuch as Lester Radke is not here, we're going to go to reports from work group, and I think Art Stasny is on the line from the technical advice and support work group. Art, are you there?
I'm here, amazingly, and my cohort Jack Van Aken is here, so you've got much of the team. I won't take very much time. Jack may well have some comments. We can probably fill up your technical bucket in 5 minutes.
Oh.
Very good. Go right ahead. You guys go right ahead. You have 10 minutes on the agenda.
Shall I, Jack? Do you want me to start, or do you want to go ahead and ramble a bit?
Art, you go ahead because I don't have anything prepared.
Okay, I'm going to read from my own inimitable prose a little bit, something that I sent to Carolyn, she sort of approved, and it kind of tells the most important thing. Here's what it says. Recent contact with Les Radke has been nearly impossible because of his unfortunate illness. That cast a shadow over reusing the existing hardware and software in November 07. EWG was finally able to make contact with Ilya Evdokimov, the system programmer who worked closely with Les throughout 2006. He works for a company called WiseTrend, and I can give you references, that was the main source of support for the 2006 election. Ilya has furnished information regarding the elections that would normally come from Les. and has in the works a final report which will be out within days. He has also indicated his possible availability to assist with the 2007 election, specifically with the customized software. This is all in a state of flux when I wrote it on the 18th, but the prognosis seemed favorable. And it's gotten even better since then. The Wise Trend Summary Report for 2006 Pacifica Elections, that's a formal title, has been released by Ilya Evdokimov of Wise Trend. And if anyone wants to contact him by email, it's Ilya, I-L-Y-A, at wisetrend.com. Wise Trend is just like it sounds, W-I-S-E-T-R-E-N-D, one word. And it's an excellent report. It offers a preliminary plan for the 2007 elections, which may end up in 2008, but that's another issue, including consulting by Wise Trend. Carolyn has a copy. The document is marked confidential, which is the reason I haven't splattered it around to everybody. But if you want one, you can contact me, I can contact Ilya, or you can ask directly, email Ilya, and he'll probably send you a copy. It's a 12-page PDF document. It's good stuff. Second comment was that EWG has received zero communication from Les, and I would be absolutely astonished if he appeared today. Even Ilya, who sort of knows where Les lives in Berkeley, has been talking about trying to track him down and has been absolutely unable to do so. So don't expect Les. Third item that might be of interest. Long ago, back in March of 2006, EWG put on a seminar about small elections, the little hand-tallied election for STV, and it was filmed by videographer
Ralph Cole
from Justice Vision. And finally, after all this time, he has those DVDs available. I have a couple of extras, and anybody who wants them can call Ralph at area code 213-747-6345, and he will send them out for some pittance, like $3. Morality means if he sends them to you, send him a 10 spot. It takes a long time to copy, and I don't like more than an hour, even on a fast computer, and I don't know what Ralph feels about copy. And finally, a comment, and I'd like Jack's yay or nay on this. This year's elections, and in particular those at KPFK, where there were really severe documentation problems, we never did get a CD of the data at the end of it that was worth a damn, they're testaments to the need for a national elections coordinator who doesn't flee to Tahiti as soon as the last ballot is counted. EWG has a lot of accumulated technical know-how, and that could be provided before the next election cycle to such a coordinator, and that would give him a strong running start for November 07 or January 08 or whatever it is. That's the end of my blurb. Jack, anything to add?
Well, I would just say I'm a little more sympathetic to the plight of the election supervisors, but it's got to be noted that these people burn out and don't want anything to do with the process once it's over. And the problem is for the organization, the foundation, on the whole sort of says mission accomplished. We all know what that leads to.
Chair, this is Sarah Wolf with a question.
Yes, I think we'll take time for a few questions here. We have a little time left. Go ahead.
My question is, a confidential report was mentioned that seems to be a sort of a subset that a report that Les Radke would request that be available to each member of the Elections Committee?
The report was put out by Ilya, who works for a company called Wise Trend, and they are the company up in the Bay Area that Les Radke worked with for the scanner software, the translation software, and so on. Ilya's stamp of confidential on the document may be simply something required by the Wise Trend Corporation policy. But I don't feel it's up to me to send copies out without Ilya's permission. I would ask that you email Ilya, identify yourself and your position within Pacifica, and ask him for an emailed copy of the report.
Can we have
were you able to copy down his email address?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Could you repeat that?
You're breaking up.
The email address?
Yes. Would you like me to repeat it?
Yes.
Ilya, I-L-Y-A, at WiseTrend, W-I-S-E-T-R-E-N-D, one word, .com. Okay?
I missed the last part of it after WiseTrend.
.com.
.com.
WiseTrend.com.
Correct.
Okay.
Does it make sense to send this out on an email?
This is Jane. I have a question.
Yes. Just members of the committee, can we get kind of unanimous consent here to extend another 10 minutes in as much as it's quite clear Les Radke will not be using his 60 minutes? Is there any objection to going another 10 minutes for questions?
Mr. Chair, why not just make it 15 if we don't need it? Okay.
Okay, there's a substitute proposal for 15 minutes. Is there any objection to the 15 minutes extension? All right, hearing none, yes. Go ahead. Incidentally, could I ask someone to keep time starting now and let us know when these 15 minutes are up? Who will keep time for us?
I can do that.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Thank you. All right, go ahead with your question.
First of all, what's EWG or EWD? What
is the Elections Working Group, a volunteer group around KPFK in Los Angeles that works on technical matters related to elections. Jack Van Aken is a member of it. He now, of course, is the chair of the local board. I'm a member. A chap named Fred Blair is a member. And Roger Zimmerman is a member. But it's an informal volunteer group of people with technical capability who provide support in the area of elections technology.
Great, thanks. And then the reference that you gave for the phone number to get a copy of that DVD, I missed it. 213, I think?
That's correct. Hold on a second. Let me get the reference again. I've managed to file it momentarily. I'll be right back.
213-747-6345, Ralph Cole of Justice Vision.
Thank you.
It is area code 213-747-6345. The organization name is Justice Vision.
Thank you. That's all my questions for now.
Fire away. Okay. Anybody else?
Are there any other questions for either Art or Jack?
This is Jack. I would just suggest maybe we should forward Ilya's report to Carol and make it it has been?
Yeah, she has that, I think.
So it should be available to everyone on the election committee list, then,
the
Yahoo website.
Or the Google website. Or the
Google
Yahoo website, I guess. Mr. Chair, I don't know if it matters, but, I mean, we just gave this phone number out.
Could you speak up, Mary? What did you say?
We just gave this phone number out, like, publicly, like the public, thousands of people, all the millions of people, the hordes who were listening, could all call and order one, and maybe that isn't what was, I don't know, there's a finite number, does it matter?
Technically, putting a number out on the stream is not good, but you know what, I don't think it's going to be a problem. This is a technical issue, and probably there'll be limited requests, and it's possible that Justice Vision wouldn't mind getting some orders. So,
okay.
Are there any other questions? Any other questions for either of these compañeros who do excellent work here at KPFK Signal Area and around the network? Well, if not, I have a question, but I'm not sure it's well. You know, there's a proposal to hire a person on a part-time basis to carry out elections-related tasks around membership lists and maintenance, training, election software. What qualifications would your working group think are absolutely necessary if the foundation were to hire this part-time person to carry out election-related tasks in the coming year before even a national election supervisor were hired?
Never heard that.
Jack, fire away.
Well, I would say there would have to be an understanding of SDV, because if you start from scratch, there's no fast route to getting up to speed. So somebody who starts at the job and is not familiar with SDV will have a learning curve that will probably take a year or two. That would be a requisite. There's just no easy way to learn about SDV. There's no comprehensive document anywhere that tells you about all the quirks and the twists and the turns. The other thing would be a familiarity with software, probably at least one programming language, so that there's an understanding of how these things work on the inside. I think those two, and then it would really be helpful to have experience with the administrative, you know, component of elections.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, timelines, ballots, how to, you know, et cetera.
Yeah.
There's always a follow-up question if there's a chance.
Carol Wolf on the stack.
Yes, in fact, there's no stack at this time, so Carol, go right ahead.
And Jane, if there's a chance.
Oh, Jane?
I have a follow-up question if there's a chance, if I have a follow-up
okay.
based on that.
Could we defer just to this follow-up question and then go to your question?
Certainly.
Okay, go right ahead.
You kind of piqued my interest. I had imagined, fantasized, I suppose, that by this time the real technical things having to do with the way that we count the votes, that we probably worked out most of the kinks with it. And at this point, the lion's share of the problems we're encountering are administrative and political, and that working with a few key people like you, I mean, I know I didn't know anything about SCD, and it didn't take me 2 years to get up to speed. I am a little oriented that direction, but am I off track in my basic assumption that right now, at this point, we've worked out the lion's share of the kinks in the software technical side, and that we're really into a phase of having to overcome these administrative and political problems?
This is Art, and I'll take that one, okay?
Thanks.
You are dead wrong.
Oh, no.
Sorry,
Jane. You are right with regard to the tally program, the program that actually counts votes, the thing called Choice Plus Pro. But that's merely one link in the chain. The chain for the large elections starts with a scanner, some software that generally comes with a scanner that creates an image, a digital image of each ballot, and then comes the key software. This key software takes that image as an input and as an output produces a file that is the input to the counting program.
Okay.
That software, which was created by Ilya and his company, was actually created by a pair of related companies, a Russian company called Abby, A-B-B-Y, and then the company that Ilya currently works for, WiseTrend. That is an extremely complex program. Even Ilya admits it's too complex. It requires someone with some training to operate it. It currently is basically in a kind of a beta release. It has lots of bugs. It did some wildly creative things, like doubling the number of ballots in the Los Angeles tally. And it is something that Pacifica, are going to have to work with Ilya and with WiseTrend over the next month to work the kinks out of, to get people trained in, and so on. And that is one of the links in the chain between paper ballots that people mail in and the output where Choice Plus Pro tells you who won. But you are correct that Choice Plus Pro has finally gotten mature and works pretty good.
Is that
a fair answer?
At least 80%, thanks. Good enough.
Well, this is Jack,
do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I would like to defend my two-year assertion. I think you can learn to do an SDV tally in less than 2 years, but what I'm thinking, we started in 2004, and we were very suspicious about the way Choice Plus Pro was handling duplicate rankings for people ranked five people as their number one choice, etc. And we went through a process of thinking, well, maybe it does it all right. We didn't know. And then we thought, no, it doesn't. And we thought it does. And after 2 years, we finally found that there was a bug in the software and that it was not handling those duplicate
right.
ranking
mm-hmm. right.
correctly. Am I breaking up?
No, I'm just saying, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
right.
So there are some fine points. I still, you know, I'm still not sure about some theoretical aspects of how STV works. So maybe, I mean, obviously you should be able to do a tally for, you know, your board officers or whatever in a week or so. But I think for the level of expertise that we need, so we don't have to continually reinvent the wheel and revisit these issues and revisit whether to put the PIN number on the envelope or on the ballot and all of this. An experienced person, it's going to be a lot better to have somebody with some background than having somebody that comes in cold, because it does seem like Pacifica just has a habit of starting everything all over again all the time.
All right. Are there
Carol.
Other questions? Yes, go ahead, please.
This is Carol Wolf. I'm next.
Yes. Well, no. Let's see. We took the follow-up question, and then I think, Carol, you were next. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. My observation from having worked very hard and closely with Les Radke, Akizel Alston, and Ron Pinchback is that a very essential ingredient is going to be...
Oh, we're losing you.
I'm sorry. Essential ingredient is going to be...
and reinforcing authority from the executive director down to the general manager.
We're losing you.
Well, you keep, you're breaking up, yeah.
Okay. I'll call back on my other phone. I'm sorry.
Okay. Great.
Okay, Carol. And while she's doing that, we could take another question, and then we'll bring her right in after this next question, if there is someone, unless she gets back to us very, very quickly, which may be the case.
We have 4 minutes left.
Okay. Is there another question that should be posed, and then we'll take Carol when she comes back? I guess not, so we'll just, she'll probably be coming back on very quickly.
So, well, this is a kind of off-the-wall question, if you don't mind.
Good.
Carol Wolf.
Oh, never mind.
All right, Carol, go ahead.
I'm sorry, is this better? Is this
yes.
clearer?
Okay. Yes.
I think that naturally we have to think about the qualifications of the next national election supervisor. But I think a very key ingredient and one that speaks to why they get burnt out is to have a clear chain of authority and cooperation, starting with the executive director, Greg Guma, and leading down to the general managers of the station to be sure that there is absolutely full cooperation to support the elections at each of the stations and with the LSBs themselves. I think that you can spend a lot of time coming up with the ideal qualifications of a national election supervisor, but if the infrastructure isn't appropriate, there will be repeated problems with elections.
Point of information.
I don't know if that was a question, but let's go to a point of information from Mary. Go ahead.
Was this a motion that you're making, Carol, or a recommendation? I didn't get the language in it.
It was an observation. I think the
observation.
The question before us is what should be the qualifications of the national election supervisor, and I think that... you know, probably if we could distribute whatever the job description is and the qualifications by email, we could probably agree on that pretty quickly. But I don't think that was the key factor in the difficulties that we saw.
Okay, this is the chair. I just want to clarify something. Actually, my question was not about the qualifications of the National Election Supervisor. It would be the qualifications of a person that is being, I mean, if this resolution passes, that we hire a person on a part-time basis over the next year to carry out election-related tasks such as membership lists, providing maintenance and training on election software. So I wasn't asking about the qualifications of the National Election Supervisor, but this part-time person who would be there to prepare to when the National Supervisor comes on. Okay.
Can I have a follow-up?
Well, let's just see if Jack or Art has any response to your observation, or should we?
I just want to say that I think the same thing goes true. The same thing holds for that part-time person.
I agree pretty much so, yeah.
Okay.
This is Jack. I can just say I agree wholeheartedly. I think that rather than full cooperation, we've had minimal cooperation, at least in my experience.
And this is Art. I second that. I would add one minor qualification for such a person. That would be long fangs and a skin made of titanium. But
titanium limits of choice.
I would add a qualification. I don't know if this is on there. I was just away for a minute, but a demonstrated commitment to inclusive democracy, because we've had people in our election systems that weren't. And I can name names if people want me to, but I don't need to probably.
We don't need to name names at this point.
But the point is, you got to hire people that, you know, that think that's important, not just want a job. It could be
very good,
very advanced, but they may not have the right political, ideological frame of mind to really do the job that we need them to.
Good point.
You know, the Secretary of State from Florida probably knew all about elections, but what did he do in 2000?
Now, may I ask the timekeeper, how much time do we have left on this 15-minute extension?
We're 1 minute over.
We're 1 minute over.
Okay. Lacking a recommendation to extend time again, I would thank profusely and profoundly both Art Stasny and Jack Van Aken and the entire working group here who do an awful lot of good work on technical stuff that a lot of us don't have full knowledge of. Thank you very much, Art. Thank you very much, Jack, for the work you and the working group do. And unless there's a proposal to extend time, we'll consider this report ended. Thanks so much to you.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Does anyone want to extend time?
I want to ask a quick question.
Okay, then we would have to have a proposal. We don't have to extend time for a long period.
I'm going to extend another 15 minutes. If we don't need it, we don't use it.
I just want to ask one quick question.
Okay, is there any objection to extending for 15, maybe not using all of it?
Yes.
There is. Does someone want to make a substitute proposal for less time? What was that one?
I move to extend 5 minutes.
Okay, there's a motion to extend 5 minutes. Is there any objection to that motion?
No.
Hearing none, we'll extend for five, and go ahead with your question.
Okay, all I wanted to ask was very simple. I've been talking to Art this week. This is Melinda from Houston because of an issue regarding an election in Houston. And all I wanted to ask him is if he could give me that web page again, because I wanted to look up the STV information that he had told me about.
Refresh my memory. Give me a little more detail about which web page I might have been recommending.
Point of order. Can this be done off the broadcast? I mean, my folks, done on a phone call, but
okay.
Doesn't need to take committee time.
Okay. I'm going to rule that if the information is available, it can be given immediately, and that would end the probably end the agenda item. If you have it, please recite it.
I would like it too.
Melinda,
put it on the list.
Melinda, this is Art.
Yes.
I'm a little unsure of whether I recommended a website or some other thing. Would you email me with your request specifically, and I'll take care of that, and that gets us out of everybody's hair there, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. And Melinda, you, if you do not have Art's email address, we'll provide it to you.
Well, we've been emailing back
and forth. And then could the results be mailed on the list?
Just a moment. Mary has a point of inquiry. Mary, go ahead.
I would request that the page, whatever the citation, it be sent to the list. I think it would be of interest. And
okay.
Know about it.
Art, you, I don't know if you have, can you send that information to me and I'll put it out to the whole committee?
Well, when I find out exactly what it is, but I need a specific inquiry from Melinda to reference what it is she's asking for. Because I've sent a bunch of things to her over the last couple
okay.
of weeks.
No, Melinda,
and I really can't keep
out.
Track of them in my head. So if Melinda will email me with
okay.
a specific request, I will email her back my best response and carbon copy Don White. How does that sound?
Or
well, that's
well,
beautiful.
Melinda can send the whole thing out. So,
Mary, all right, Mary has a proposal here. Mary would like Melinda to send it to the... to the list. Is that acceptable to everyone? Okay, that's no problem. Okay, again, thank you, Art, and thank you, Jack.
Yes, sir, you're welcome, and Art's bailing.
Pardon me?
Art's bailing.
Oh, you're sailing. Oh, yeah, you're sailing. Okay, over and out. Okay.
Take care, guys. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, and thanks again. Mm-hmm. Okay, on the approved agenda, unfinished business has no entries, and the first item under new business is a motion by Ted from Houston, and I believe Ted has given the wording to Mary,
mm-hmm.
and so we're entertaining a motion from Ted, but I believe Mary is going to recite the wording, is that correct?
Right.
Resolved. Go ahead, please.
Resolved that the deadline for filing an application to run for LSB, or local station boards, let's put it like that, shall be midnight at each station, local time, parenthesis, local time.
Okay, I don't think it requires a second in committee, so it's on the floor, and... maybe I could call on Ted to motivate it, and then we can have discussion. Or maybe Ted's not on the call at this point.
Don, can I speak to this since he's not there?
This is Ted. I see no need. I think we can go straight to a vote unless there is somebody who either
this
does not
Jane,
understand.
Jane, I don't know why you're proposing it. I have no idea.
The local supervisor in Houston during the last election announced that the deadline would be either 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. One of the candidates then turned in their application after the deadline, and it went to
Is
the national...
Is it correct? They did not.
Okay, excuse me. You're out of order. The member is out of order. I'm going to allow Ted to motivate this, and I'll call on you next. I'll call on you next.
Please,
all right, go ahead, Ted. Ted, continue.
Okay, let me back up. The local election supervisor announced that the deadline was going to be either 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. I've forgotten which. It was purported by some people that one of the candidates turned in the application after the previously announced deadline. It then became a major debacle, and it was decided by the National Election Supervisor that the official deadline was really midnight. To avoid any future arguments of this type, I would just like it to be resolved and a policy that all election deadlines across the country be midnight in the community where the election is taking place. Plain and simple.
Okay, before I call on the member who wishes to speak, I would like us to address the merits of this and not try to rehash an incident at any signal area where there's a disagreement. The proposal is very clear, so we should really address the merits of whether or not midnight is a good deadline on the day identified.